Welcome to 99.1 Shop Radio, KLCT, LP Lubbock, Texas. You're listening to Raymond Richardson.
And Lisa Fraze.
This is the eighth episode. Can you believe it's the eighth episode of Shopping?
No, I can't believe this year is coming to an end.
I know, it's been fun. When we started doing the Shopping show, it was kind of a pipe dream. Should we do this? Should we not? Would anyone listen? And I mean, I think we're up to four listeners now.
I think so. We progressed. Had one a month.
It's been fun. Great guest today in studio. We have an alum, board of trustee, a current student. So you've got a treat today.
Yes, we're really excited about sharing a lot of things with you today.
We just finished with Shop Talk, and that was a great show with Nick and Nathan and Brennan and Reagan. They have done such an excellent job this year on the radio, on Shop Sports Network, and on Shop Radio. And they do a lot of programming. They fill a lot of airtime and do it really well.
Yeah. Brennan and really Nathan both are amazing at running the radio station.
Yeah, I know they did a kind of a tip to the hat to our seniors with Shop Radio, and that was really cool. So if you didn't get to hear that, I think they're going to post that out online soon.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about some of the things that are going on at LCU right now.
Okay, so one of the things that's coming up pretty quick is next Tuesday night out in the Houston area. For any of those in the Houston area, we have a Defending God's Honor, the story of David and Goliath, presented by our very own Dr. Jesse Long, archaeologist of the Bible. He has so much information and knowledge and experience in these stories, and he's a great presenter. And so he's going to be presenting this at the Lanier Theological Library Chapel. With also, we're going to be having Derek DePriest and his praise team there to kind of kick us off. And so it's just going to be a really special night for everybody in that Houston area.
Yeah, so that's Defending God's Honor.
Yes.
The story of David and Goliath. And if you've ever had a chance to go to Israel with Dr. Jesse Long, there is a reenactment that happens in the Valley of Elah where David and Goliath fought. And so this is a topic that he knows well.
Yes.
He is actually played this out in real life in the Valley of Elah. So you're in for a treat to hear this one.
Yeah.
And hey, talk about Facebook Live.
Yeah, so we are going to put this on Facebook Live while we're there. From 7 to 8:30 is when the program happens. That's Tuesday, April the 30th, this next Tuesday night. So if you want to tune in on Facebook and watch from your very own home, that would be amazing as well. You would not want to miss this program.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about, so next week we have LCU Board of Trustees meeting, but in conjunction with that, we have a luncheon.
Yes.
So let's talk about that lunch.
The Alumni Awards Banquet is Friday at lunchtime.
Friday, what date?
May 3rd. And so we have many alumni awards to give away this year. If you've not heard already, we have three Alumnus of the Year this year. We are so excited to share. They are Megan Estrada from the class of 2016, Jordan Madewell from 2009, and Jeffrey Andrews from the class of 2010.
That's young alum.
Those are all young alum.
40 and under.
Yes, 40 and under, who have just done a really great job in their personal and professional job early in their careers.
Hmm.
So it's been fun seeing all. We have a lot of amazing, amazing alumni. Then this year we have Distinguished Alumnus of the Year will be Curtis Griffith in the class of 70. And KC Mosier Award is going to go to Jim and Lisa Brewer. They're the class of 78 and 96.
Jim's the preacher at South Plains Church of Christ, and Curtis is the chairman of the board at Citibank.
Yes.
So good local people there.
Yes. And then the next one is the F.W. Maddox Award, who is going to go to Karen Randolph, who has been a professor here for a while. She's from the class of 70, but she has been so involved in giving back so much to the university throughout the years. We are very excited to have that for her. And then the last, next to the last is Gary and Pat Estep Award, and that'll be presented to Abby Brock from the class of 2014.
Abby's a veterinarian.
Yes.
In Lemisa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the very last award is going to be the LCU Legacy Award, will be given to Barbara and Royce Hunter. They're from the class of 62. And Raymond, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little about them?
Yeah, they're from Fredericksburg, Texas. And Roy spent about 25 years on the board at LCU. And they've really just given their life in so many ways to support Lubbock Christian University. So it's just a small token of saying thank you for a life that they have given to LCU.
Mm-hmm. And still continue to.
And still continue to.
And I guess we should always bring up the fact that we are going to have graduation. Commencement is on Saturday. But before commencement happens, we always put our flags out all over the community. So they'll be going out Wednesday and Thursday of this next week. So you're going to see the blue flags all over town. And so those will go out and they'll be staying out and through Sunday.
Yeah. So if you're listening live, put your flags out next week. Yeah. If you're listening on the podcast, make sure and get them out. I don't care where you're at. You can be in Lubbock. You can be in Midland. You can be in Amarillo. Anywhere. Put your LCU flags out next week.
Yep. That'll be great. We put around 650 around town here, so the whole town is blue.
Let's talk about some of the things that happened last week on campus, because that was a lot of fun. We had Johnsonville that came to Lubbock, and we put on a feast.
We did.
And served about 1,200 sausage wraps and all kinds of good stuff. But that was a lot of fun. And one of the highlights from that day, one was the students that came out. Yes. There were students everywhere.
Yes.
And to the point where you really couldn't even walk through the mall because there was so much activity going on. And that's fun.
Yeah.
But we had a bratwurst eating contest.
Oh, my.
You want to talk about that for a second?
Oh, it was so fun. So we had six people involved in that. And each person had to eat 8 bratwurst. There was no really time limit. It was just see how fast and who could be the first in taking in all those. And really, almost everybody did. We had one person who didn't.
Wait, we had one that cheated, too.
We had a couple probably who cheated.
Yeah. That would be the dean of the College of Bible.
Yeah.
But he did say in the interview before he went that he asked the Lord if he could cheat. And the Lord
said okay.
Yeah. I'm not sure about all that.
No.
Yeah.
But we did have Jeff Carey. He's the dean of the Bible department. And then we had David Fraze, who is a professor in the Bible department. And we had Jessica Rogers out of the chemistry science department. And then we had 3 students join us, and that was Elijah Blanchard, that was Peter Lee, and that was Michaela Ford, I believe.
You started with Dan, so
I want
to talk about Peter Lee for a second because that was maybe the highlight. He won. He got first place, and he won a $100 gift card to United Supermarkets, and he got a Johnsonville cooler.
Yeah.
So he was having a big time, but he was there an hour early to get his seat and to start prepping for this. And I don't know what all that means, but he was getting ready for it. And he finished 8 or 9 or 10. I'm not sure how many Jeff snuck over to his plate.
Yes.
But he finished all of those first.
Mm-hmm.
But he would take breaks during the contest and not just have a glass of water.
No.
But 4 glasses of water at the
one
same time.
Yes. 4 bottles of water poured at the same time.
So by the time this thing was over, he was sopping wet.
He was.
He was standing up, jumping around, cheering. And he had the whole student body crowd cheering his name.
Oh, for sure. I think there were signs out there. There were cheering going on. I mean, it was a big production for about 15 minutes. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Special thank you to Johnsonville for doing that, for coming to Lubbock. They, you know, they sponsor 2 major athletic programs. I don't know if people know this, but they sponsor 2 major programs. They were founded in Wisconsin, so they support the Green Bay Packers and the LCU Chaparrals. Yeah. So that's kind of fun that that's their 2 major athletic sponsors.
And they bring their own smoker out. I mean, they bring it out and they smoke and they stay as involved. And they did interviews on Chap Radio because Chap Radio was out there the whole time doing interviews with different people. And so we also gave out 2 awards during that time. And that was the Community Partner of the Year and that was the Newcomer of the Year. So the Community Partner of the Year is Prosperity Bank. And then the Newcomer of the Year is Played Against Sports.
Yeah, that's Brian Malakian and with Played Against Sports and Marissa Malakian. And then Prosperity's Mike Marshall, Laura Vinson, that whole crew. And they've been so kind. And we're going to hear more about Prosperity Bank when our student gets on the mic here in a little bit. We've got a lot to talk through on that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Lisa, what else is going on? What's going on in the office?
You know, just trying to plan things for the summer. We're planning events. We're getting things ready. We have a classic car show coming up on campus in July. So there's something going on almost every month on campus. And so we keep it going busy. Over the summer, we'll probably do some community partner interviews on the Chapin Show. So we have that to look forward to. And
we're doing an event in Midland I think that's in August. We're going to Green Acres, the putt-putt place in Midland, and have a big alumni event there. And then I think we're doing something in Amarillo.
Amarillo Netplex, which is a pickleball court place. And so that'll be a lot of fun if you are getting into pickleball and you're in the area, you want to stop by and have some fun and fellowship and maybe even learn how to play pickleball. I've never played myself, so I'm kind of excited.
You know, a lot of people ask us, okay, so in the summertime, what do? Y'all just, y'all get a three-month break, and that's not really the case, is
it? No, it is never the case. Somebody asked me the other day if I had a down season, and I said, not really. Yeah. I mean, maybe a couple of weeks after homecoming, I take a break, but that's about it.
It's good, and, yes. And that's what we want. Yeah. You know, that's... We love our alumni, we want to engage in them in many different ways.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the campus for a second, different construction projects going on. We have finished the fundraising for the Rip Griffin Center expansion, so we'll be adding two practice gyms, a new weight room, a new training room, a hospitality suite, and really excited about that. That's coming up in June is when we'll break ground for that. And then that's a 12-month project. So by June 2025, that will be ready for our student athletes and everyone that really all of our athletes, because of the training facility, the weight room, all that kind of stuff. It'll be really nice to complement the success of our programs and to complement the goodness of our coaches. I still believe we have some of the best coaches in America coaching right here at Lubbock Christian University. So to help Coach Gomez and Coach Gibney and Coach Duncan have a little more practice space, and that's needed.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting to have that. I think the athletes are all excited about it.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with one of our alumni and Board of Trustees. So stay with us. You're listening to 99.1 SHAP Radio.
Well, welcome back to 99.1 SHAP Radio and the Shappin' Show. We have Raymond Richardson and Lisa Fraze here. And not only do we want to keep you informed of all of what's going on campus like we did in the last segment, but we also want to share with you some of the stories that we have from our alumni. We are excited about our guests that we have in our studio today and about finding out about their time here on LCU's campus. And today we have Rob Wilkinson here. So we want to get started on asking him some questions.
Hey, Rob, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Great to be here.
No hypnotizing on this show.
No, 10. Yeah. Stop that.
We'll get to that in a second. But what class year did you go to LCU? What was your major? Talk about some of that history.
Well, that's kind of a funny story, Raymond, because I came to LCU. I was LCU's first student in the engineering department or engineering plan. So I came here in 1988. I was here for 2 years and then transferred to the place down the street, Texas Tech, and got my degree there. But I was also supposed to get a degree from LCU. So I'm part of the class of 92 officially, I think, at LCU. Yep. But they also have me listed as the class of
2001,
yes. I believe, yes. Because I lacked one class, and it happened to be Spanish. Hola, ¿cómo está?
Bueno.
Sí, sí. Me llamo es Roberto. So anyway, as you can see, I actually finally took the class, obviously, because I can speak perfect Spanish. But I did. But I came back, like, in 2001.
And took one class.
I took one class.
With
Kern Stutler.
Okay.
Profe Stutler. Yeah. And got my degree. So that's why it's kind of jumbled up.
Yeah.
So in 2001, I graduated and got my... I walked the stage and got my diploma from LCU.
So if he's a 2001 moment. Grad, he might be eligible for the Young Alum Award.
Oh, I like that. Because I'm surely not eligible for any of those other awards, that's for sure.
The Distinguished. That's fun. So tell us a little about how you found out about LCU.
You know what? I grew up in Seminole, just down the road, and I moved to Seminole in the second grade. Went to Westside Church of Christ down there in Seminole, and then so LCU, the choruses would come through Seminole and sing. Always loved that. And so I kind of knew who LCU was from that. But I probably would attribute the biggest part to a man by the name of James Satterwhite. A lot of people know James,
yes.
Love James. James married me and my wife, my beautiful wife, Keva Jackson. We both grew up in Seminole, but James was a big part of getting me to Encounter way back then. And so that was really where I got really in depth in LCU, coming to Encounter all those years, and then came here as a student. I was so enamored with their engineering degree that they had. No, actually, I came. I followed Kevin.
Kevin.
Also, yeah. Dark, curly-haired girl. I just wasn't going to let her get out of my sight.
So, super sweet.
Yeah.
That's great, Rob. So I've known you for a long time, and you don't always talk like this. You have this radio voice that's coming out all of a sudden right now, or the hypnotist voice.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I'm going to have to take my headphones off. Yeah. You're a hypnotist?
I am a hypnotist.
Let's talk about that for a minute.
It's totally amateurish.
How did you learn?
Let's take it a little farther back. Okay. How did I even get interested in that?
All right.
Well, that goes back to Encounter.
Oh.
And Dr. Bellows. Dr. Bellows was here. He was a professor here. And he did a hypnotist show at Encounter back in the 80s.
I have been in those.
Yeah. I remember seeing her in those.
Oh.
Yeah. And Cindy McCready.
Yes.
Cindy Fry at that time.
Cindy Fry.
You guys were hilarious. And I thought, man, that's the funniest thing in the world. And then, so years later, with the internet, you know, the Encounter in the 80s was pre-internet. You didn't know what that was about. Mm-hmm. But now you can go and, you know, you can look up anything. And so I started looking up hypnosis, and I found some stuff that I could study. I bought it, studied it. And the one Thanksgiving years ago, the first person I hypnotized was my niece, Chasten Jackson. Chasten...
It's your niece, man.
Man, I hope Cade and Chasten aren't listening right now. Powell. Yeah, Chasten Powell. That's it. Thank you. So anyway, I hypnotized her, you know, and I didn't have her in deep. You know, I had her doing some stuff, and then she snapped out of it, and she, you know, she looked at me real scared, and she was like, oh, that was so scary. And I was like, no, that was awesome, you know, and that's what started it. And then started doing camps. You know, we were part of our high school kids camp, you know, during the summer, and started doing a show there, just really, you know, really laid back. And then I kind of started talking to Josh, and Josh had me at Camp Champion one year and really did a good show there. And so he asked me to do Encounter. Now I do Encounter and Champion. And I did a show last night, you know, for a youth group. So, you know, it's a lot of fun.
So you do a lot of recreational hypnotherapy. Do you do any... to do for actual therapy?
I do. I have helped some people, you know, with some of the, you know, stop smoking, stop dipping, test anxiety. I've helped some of the students here on campus with some test anxiety.
That's great.
Yeah. So I, you know, that's kind of that part of, I really never see myself as that, because I am an amateur, you know, at this, but I've read up on some of that and got to where, you know, I feel like I can help some people out just to relax and everything. And there's no magic behind it or anything else. Man, God has given us an incredible, powerful mind. Mm-hmm. And when we can learn how to use that for good, it's like anything else. Some people look at me kind of funny about the hypnosis thing. Cece here looked at me kind of funny. She's still looking at me kind of funny.
She's about to doze off.
Yeah, so, but anyway, Raymond can doze off here real quick, but we don't need that on the radio, so.
That wouldn't be good.
No.
So, Rob, you're not a professional hypnotist. No. What have you done your professional career?
I am an engineer. I worked in the engineering field for 30 years. Started out at a place called CSG and worked there for a few years early. That's first of my career. Then moved to a place called Hickson Raglan Engineering. That place changed to CHR Solutions. Me and a few partners left CHR years ago, 20 years ago to be exact, and started our own company, Incom. And we've been working that for almost 20 years, except back in 2020, we sold to a company called JSI. And I'm still associated with JSI, but on a very, very limited basis. I'm kind of in a high-end consulting role. I'm not there very much. And so I've kind of enjoyed that.
Yeah. Let's go back to your time at LCU. Favorite professors?
Favorite professors. Dr. Peebles is one that runs up there, you know, high on my list. Mr. Perrin in history class.
Les Perrin.
Yes, absolutely. I didn't particularly, you know, get good grades.
No, I'm not sure many people did. You had to be.
I,
extremely intelligent to make an A in there.
Yeah, well, and I didn't. I think I was a B-plus kind of guy, and who knows about the plus? You know, I'm just kind of throwing that in there, and it sounds good. But, no, those guys, they were awesome. David Joyner, he was all – I had him in math. I think later he kind of switched to computers after I was gone. But back then, he and Dr. Peebles were my math teachers, and that was good. Got a funny story, if you want to hear
it. Yeah, let's go.
So I had one of the classes I took was physics here. Yeah. And there was two students in that class, me and another guy. And they brought in an adjunct, you know, professor from Tech to teach it. And the other student was a foreign student. He was from down in South America somewhere. I'm not sure. I can't remember what country. But anyway, that guy hit the news years ago. Yeah, he got on the news because he made a threat to President Bush. Yeah. So he disappeared. So I show up at class, you know, and we all knew this on the news. And I show up to class. And so the professor, he comes in and he's standing around like he's waiting on this other student. He goes, well, I guess that, you know, so-and-so, I don't remember the kid's name. Let's call him Pedro. He was from South America. Pedro's not showing up today. And I said, no, sir, I don't think he's coming back. And he looked at me funny. He's like, something happened to him? I said, well, he got in trouble. He made a threat to the president, and they shipped him back home.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So it was, so I had a, my physics class was kind of a tutor class for the rest of the semester. I did pass that one somehow. I'm not sure. I mean, I busted the curve or something. So,
you were talking earlier about how the choruses came to Seminole. So, did you end up being in one of those choruses?
I was in an acapella course with Dr. Hines, and I sang bass. If you didn't know. But
what other activities were you involved in while you're on the LCS campus?
I was in Kiadai, Club of Kiadai, and so played all sports back then. Kiadai, we ruled the sports back then.
Kiadai and Loa, ruled.
That's right.
Intramurals.
So, we had a lot of fun with that. So had a lot of good guys I was in club with back then. Some of those guys, you know, on campus, you know, now like Randall DeMint, you know, everybody knows Randall.
David Boyer.
No, David was in
Alpha Chi.
But he was a good dude too.
Yeah. Talk about some of your sweet memories that you have of Lubbock Christian. When you kind of think back, what are some of those things that just make you feel good about your time at LCU?
You know, I lived in Johnson Hall those 2 years, so you know, had a lot of fun in Johnson Hall. I didn't particularly do well with a roommate. I had a roommate, and I won't call him out, but his name is Perry Collins.
Oh,
see, Lisa knows Perry.
Yes, I do.
I had him for one semester, and that's all I could take. So then I got my own room, and my room was the room right next to Dr. Eastep. Dr. Eastep was the dorm dad then. Mm-hmm. And so, and I was one of those that we did not stay out late. I mean, we were, Kevin was over in Katie Rogers, and we were both just, we were in our rooms and done by 10:30, you know. We didn't do the midnight thing like most students did, you know. So Dr. Eastep, when I left, he was like, Rob, I'm really going to miss you. You were really quiet down there.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So anyway, so dorm life was good. And I had Ken Garner was my RA. I think most of that time, if not the whole time. But so he was great. Love Ken. And we had a good time. So that being in chorus, was the trips that we took back then were amazing. It was funny, and Kevin was in chorus too, my wife, and it was amazing because you go on these trips and you stay in people's homes, and man, you meet some amazing people, you know. And we went out to California one time, and the people I ended up staying with lived in where's Pepperdine? Where's the area? Pepperdine?
Malibu.
Yeah, they lived in Malibu, and so we're driving to their home in their Jaguar, you know. And we're driving by this big mansion, and the man we're with, he's like, there's where Chevy Chase lives, you know? And I was like, Chevy Chase, he's one of my favorites, you know? And then, you know, we pull into their house, and they had a black lab. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee to this day, that black lab lived better than I do. He had his own room and, you know, his own bed and everything. And, you know, so neat people. Other big one that I remember was we were in Denver, and the man was, he was in the Air Force, and he was the guy that kind of started to computerize the, I don't know how you say it, but the computers that ran the missile launch.
Wow.
Stuff. He was the guy that implemented it. His house was pretty amazing, and he had some of the most amazing equipment in the house. You know, he had all the stereo, big screen TV before any of that stuff existed, you know, that we could go down and buy at Best Buy and stuff. He had all that stuff. So we were all amazed in that. But I bring up Keva being in course with me because, man, it never failed. She she always ended up with some of the roughest places to stay, you know. I remember the one, like in California, when I was staying in the Malibu place next to Chevy Chase, we get back to the church to get on the bus and go to the next place, and, you know, her eyes are bloodshot and everything else, and she didn't sleep much. She was some girl that, you know, young girl that went to church there, kept her and her roommate, and she lived like in like this one room apartment in downtown LA or somewhere, you know, somewhere scary. And she's like, we heard gunshots, we heard sirens all night, we were just scared to death. And
she would have been happy to sleep with that black lab,
wouldn't she? Oh, yeah, she would have, yeah, absolutely. So anyway, so she seemed to always get kind of the, you know, the weird places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of good memories and a lot of good stories, it sounds like.
In 2 years.
In two years.
Yeah.
So you've stayed involved with LCU. Is that what brings you back to really serve back to the university like you do?
Absolutely. And I'll contribute some of that to Warren McNeil. Mm. Warren always had Kevin and I involved young. I mean, he had us in some committees and things. And so we stayed involved. We, you know, we'd come... I remember a time me and Rory McCrady, best friend there. We cooked, you know. We came and we cooked for the students coming in. I can't remember. It might have been the like move in day or something. We cooked a bunch of hot dogs and stuff or something else. Warren had us do that one time, and we were part of the committee that decided on the rings. You know, the class rings and stuff.
That's cool.
So yeah. Things like that we stayed involved in, and then. Then Raymond got me involved in some other the business. Well, he had me involved in the
student development board.
Board and some other things before.
And you've had three kids that have gone here too.
All three kids came here, absolutely, and happy for that. We didn't force that. We didn't do the deal of you go here or else, or you know, pay your own way or whatever. Mm. But happy that all three of them ended up choosing LCU, all got degrees. They're all three married and successful. And you know, our oldest Hannah, she's got us a grandson, Hayes, and another one on the way. Well, if y'all didn't know that, so big fun. Yeah. Okay. I mean, so LCU is a big part, you know, of our whole family. Yeah.
Well, I want to wrap up the interview with this question, and we're going to get you back on at the end too, okay? Mm-hmm. But okay. What does LCU mean to you?
You know, LCU, you hear this so often, you know, it's the community. And, you know, the amazing thing is if I come to a game or I'm on campus because it's a board, you know, board day or any other thing, I'm always amazed how many people that I know here, you know, and now it's students that, you know, maybe they're students that went to school with my kids and they're still here on campus doing things and seeing them. Or it's people like, you know, David and Tanya Boyer and Randall and those, some of those that I went to school with, David Frays and Lisa, of course, when we were all here together at those times. So just that community and come together, it's, you know, it's like, it truly is family. So I love it.
Well, yeah, you're a family. Your family is very important to Lubbock Christian University. I just think about my time at LCU, and without the Wilkinsons, it wouldn't have been the same. And so, Rob, thanks for your service to the Board of Trustees. Thanks for your service as an alumni. Thanks for your kids being a part of this community. It's really been, it's been a joy.
It's a big honor to be on the board, truly. I mean, we just mentioned, you mentioned to me, Bobby Hicks, and that yesterday was would have been her 100th birthday. She passed away a few months ago. You and I got to be a part of her service there. That was an honor. But it was people like that years ago when I was a student here that I look back and it's because of them, people like them, that LCU is here today. And so to still be a part of that is a big honor, and I appreciate that.
That's awesome. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll be with a student, and we'll interview with a student. You're listening to 99.1 SHAP Radio.
Welcome back to the Shappin' Show here on SHAP Radio 99.1. I'm Lisa Fraze, and I'm here with Raymond Richardson. And we are here with another guest in our studio, one of our current students, Cecilia Bandarab. We affectionately call her Cece. We're so excited to hear from you today.
All right, Cece, how are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
Is this the first time on the radio?
Yes, this is my radio debut.
All right. Well, I've seen you as a student on this campus. Lisa mm-hmm. and I have got to be with you quite a bit through the Student Development Board, which we'll talk about in a minute. But everything that you do it so well. So I'm sure your debut on the radio is going to be just perfect.
Yes. Thanks.
Where are you from?
I'm from Dallas.
Okay. And what brought you to LCU? How'd you find out about LCU? How'd you get here? What was that journey like?
I found out about LCU in the late fall of my senior year of high school. I had never heard of LCU before. I had never been to Lubbock, but our soccer coach at the time reached out to me and asked me to come here on a visit. So I came, and from there I liked it and I committed, and now here I am.
So what classification are you?
I'm a sophomore.
All right. So this is the last week of school. What happens for this semester? What happens in the last week of school? Like, where are you at on finals, end-of-year tests, projects? What's going on right now?
I've had some big essays that I've been working on earlier this week, but now I'm focused on studying for my exams next week. I have three.
Three exams. Mm-hmm. So that's when? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week?
Just Monday and Tuesday. Okay. I have some back-to-back.
And what's your major this year?
Business.
All right. So what are going to be the hard exams?
Probably business law will be the hardest.
Yeah. So I want to know what classes you're taking.
So I'm in business law, international trade and finance, advertising, corporate finance, and I'm forgetting one.
That's a lot.
And I'm just sitting here thinking, you're extremely intelligent to have all those classes.
No, I don't even know some of those words.
Either. That's amazing. Yeah.
Well, CC, let's talk about life on campus, life at LCU. What's a typical day look like for you?
I got lucky this semester with not having any morning classes. I'm not a morning person. And so my first activity of the day is chapel. And then
that's 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have an alarm at 10. So so I go to chapel and then eat lunch with my friends, either at Chap Express or the CAF. And then I have class from 1:15 to 4 or 1:15 to 5:20.
Very good.
So this is your second full year. Mm-hmm. So what's been some of your favorite memories that you've had on campus?
Some of my favorite memories probably come around the holidays. My friends and I, we like to celebrate them. So this year we did pumpkin painting and a Friendsgiving, things like that, that just make every season special.
Yeah, and that's just with your friends. That's not an activity that's put on here by LCU.
Correct.
How many friends are involved in that?
It depends. Probably around 10, maybe 20.
Well, that's pretty cool. Are you involved in a social club?
I'm not.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about Student Development Board because you're really involved in that. So walk through the process because we didn't ask you this before we got on the radio, but going into the Student Development Board, what were you thinking? And what has really played out over the year of, is it what you thought it was going to be? So talk through that process, how you got elected to be put on that board and just that process.
So actually, Dr. Richardson was the one that told me about it last year and encouraged me to apply. So I applied and went through the interview process. And honestly, at the interview, I realized how much I would like it because we talked about how y'all already had a project started about creating an outdoor space for students. And that was something I was really passionate about. And so I was excited to be a part of building that.
So what do you do every month?
So every month we go to a different local business and we present our projects to them, and we ask them to donate, but they're not the real donors. It's just for practice.
Yeah. So you get up in front of presidents, CEOs, CFOs, and you give this 5 to 10 minute speech of what you're trying to find investors for. And they sit there and they give you feedback, good or bad. Mm-hmm. Is that hard?
At first it was, and I would be really nervous, and I would hear my voice shaking like as I was talking. And but as it's gone on, I've gotten a lot more confident, and I've realized that I just need to take a breath and go from there.
Okay, Cece, I don't know if you know this, but every time we leave one of those presentation times, we get in the car, most of the coaches ride together, and every time I think we always say, man, Cece is so polished. She is so good at communication, and the way she presents herself is so professional. And so, I mean, it's incredible. Have you been doing this maybe in high school? Did you have experience with speaking in front of people?
Not really. I did do like a few speech camps in middle school, but I don't think that's translating to now.
Yeah. Do you think you see yourself doing that in the future a little more?
I think so. I'm considering going to law school after undergrad. So I think in that situation, I would be speaking a lot in front of people. So we'll see.
This will be a tool. No matter what you do, you will use this tool in your future. Mm-hmm. So let's talk specific about your project. So what are you working on?
So we're working on the plaza that has pickleball courts, the sand volleyball courts that just opened, and then a pavilion.
Okay. And so have you presented your idea officially to anybody yet?
Yes. So earlier in the year, we went to Prosperity Bank, and I actually got to sign a $100,000 contract, which I thought I wouldn't do for a very long time, a lot later in my life. And so that's how the project started getting underway, and now the sand volleyball courts are actually open.
So we've got a space between Gallo Hall and the Bible Building that's going to be a really green space. Right now, the grass hasn't been planted yet, but it's going to be called
Prosperity Bank Plaza.
Prosperity Bank Plaza. And then you're still working on opportunities to name the pickleball courts, the sand volleyball courts, and then the pavilion's already named, right?
Yes.
Do you know the name of it?
The Les and Elaine Perrin Pavilion.
Yeah, that's cool. That
yeah, that's yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. So y'all have worked really hard on that space. It's going to be kind of like the second mall of the university, a place where all the students hang out. Last night, I talk about that for a second, Lisa, because I went by there last night and there were people everywhere out there.
Yeah, so there is a Park Ridge Clinic here in town that has an annual kind of like a walk-a-thon thing, and they have a presentation that happens before it. So we all sit out there kind of in that same area. And they have it's not a concert, it's a worship time by All City Worship. And then they have a speaker come and talk, and it was all set up with food trucks around. So it's all in the same area. And almost every, and I go walking sometimes at night on campus, and almost every time I go, I am seeing there's students already out there trying to use that space. You know, they're already trying to use the volleyball courts, and they have nice lamp lighting along a sidewalk and everything. So I think it's going to be really used quite a bit by the students.
Why was this project important to you, Cece?
I have loved playing pickleball whenever I go home. My high school friends and I always play. And so I really wanted to bring that here. And it's just a fun way to be with your friends and not just sitting around on our phones.
So you may have some listeners. So what do you have left? What is the inventory that you have left on your project? And how much is it?
We are looking for $80,000 more, which will be split up between the four courts. So two pickleball courts and two sand volleyball courts.
Like for naming rights or what?
Yes.
Yeah.
You'll get the naming rights for 15 years.
That's awesome. That's good. Well, we're really proud of what you and your partner in this has been, Tanner Higgins, mm-hmm. what y'all have done on this project. So y'all, that's fun.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We were some of the people out there last night. So
where are you really?
It's so much fun.
Hey, I want to know a favorite professor.
Right now, it's probably Dean Mack in my international trade and finance class. I really like how he focuses on us understanding what we're learning. We're not just there to memorize facts, but he wants us to know exactly what's going into the things.
Hardest professor?
Probably Dr. Dabbs in our economics. I took macroeconomics and microeconomics with him, and those were tough classes.
Favorite food in the cafeteria or Shap Express?
Oh, Shap Express, I like the Shap Wrap and curly fries. It's a staple.
Okay. All right.
In the cafeteria? There's so many choices.
Ice cream. Yeah, there's
ice cream.
Probably ice cream.
Bluebell.
Sometimes cereal, too.
That's true. That was a big thing in college when I was there, was dinner.
Mm-hmm.
All right. One of your favorite hangouts on campus. Where do you like to go?
I like Virginia Bryant Park, which is behind the softball fields. That's actually where we did the pumpkin painting that I was telling y'all about earlier.
That's awesome.
And they're using that tonight for the Black Student Union. They're going to use that park again. It's a really well-used park. It's beautiful out there.
Cece, do you live on campus or off campus?
I live on campus. I live in the courtyards with seven other girls, so there's a lot of us, but it's really fun.
Did you live in Katie Rogers your freshman year?
Yes.
How was that experience?
It was also really fun. I liked meeting everyone in my hallway. I would affectionately refer to them as my hallway friends, and I would love running into them and asking them about their day.
So did when you came to Lubbock Christian, did you know people here already, or did you everybody that you know now is new friends?
Everyone I know now is new friends.
Do you like that?
I do.
Yeah.
I
do. Yeah.
That's fun. So what are you looking forward to doing once you graduate? What's your plans for the future in a career?
I'm not sure yet. As I mentioned earlier, maybe law school. My sister's actually about to graduate this May, and so I've always looked up to her, and we're very similar, so I think I could do well in that. But I've also really been enjoying all my business classes, so we'll see if I pursue a future in that.
If you were to do law, what area of law would you do?
I'm not sure.
No?
No.
She's keeping her options open.
Yes.
So short term, what are you doing over the summer?
I have a marketing internship.
Where at?
At Everag.
What's that?
It's a agriculture company. Yeah.
Is it local or is it in Dallas?
It's in Dallas.
Yeah. Very good. So you're going home.
Yes.
And then you're going to work a little bit, make a little money.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get paid in your internship?
I do.
All right. Very good. Well, good. Hey, we're going to come back in just a second. We're going to take a break and come back in just a second. And we're going to have a question for each of our guests. And then we'll close out the show. You're listening to 99.1 Shap Radio. Welcome back to 99.1 Shap Radio. You're listening to Raymond Richardson.
And Lisa Fraze.
All right. We're going to close out this last segment with just a few questions to Rob Wilkinson and Cece Banderob, our two great guests for the day. Rob, I want to ask you a question to start out with. What if you could give advice to a student coming into Lubbock Christian University, what advice would you give them?
I'd probably tell them just to get involved. There's so many things you can do, but getting involved is what helps you build these relationships, and they're so important. I mean, I told you all earlier, I was here for 2 years, went to Tech. I was there for multiple years to get that degree, but all of my relationships for me and my wife in life come from LCU. There's not any from the other place. I've got one friend I stay in touch with from Seminole. Everybody else is through LCU. So just getting involved is going to help build those relationships. And you have no idea where that's going to take you over the whole rest of your life. But you'll be amazed at the people that are going to be there for you. I'm going to tell you, you're going to be the people that you built relationships with at LCU.
That's great. I'm going to go to Lisa to ask Cece the question, and then I want to come back to Rob and to finish us off for our show today. But Lisa, go ahead.
Yeah, Cece, so you've spent 2 years here. You have quite a bit of good experience and everything as a student. So if you had to tell somebody who's starting maybe this fall as a freshman, what are some of the things you think is important?
I would just say to be kind and get to know everyone you come across. It is a small campus and community, which is great, but that also means your reputation will precede you. And if it's a good reputation, it really means the world here. Like, I didn't know that Dr. Richardson would be able to connect me to the Student Development Board, but because I went to class and did my work and things like that, I was able to get connections to this.
Yeah. And I love the fact that you came here not knowing anybody, but you are leaving with such an amazing set of friends that are going to follow you the rest of your life, like Rob was saying. It's just going to be there. So this is a great time in college to really establish friendships for the rest of your life. I'm definitely so glad you were here for that.
Rob, let's close out the Chapin Show. And I just would like for you, we don't have to do this officially, but what are your prayers for Lubbock Christian University? And I know you're a warrior for prayer and LCU, but just over the microphone, just out loud, what are those things that you pray, you and Keva pray for when y'all talk about and think about Lubbock Christian University?
Well, being on the board, I can tell you that, you know, one of the most important things is enrollment and keeping, you know, things going here at LCU. So we pray for the students that God has planned to come here on this campus, the new students. We pray for the ones that are here that they will stay here and that they will, you know, they will get the things that they need here. It's a learning institution, so it's about getting an education. But as I talked about earlier, there's so much more. And so, you know, so we focus on that. And not so much about just the numbers. It's really just about the people that God has planned to be here. And so we pray for that. The staff and the faculty are phenomenal. And so, you know, we're always lifting those up. That sounds generic, but it's not. It's genuine, and that's how we feel about it. And it's so that LCU can grow. I want LCU here when my grandsons, right? I got my kids through. My grandson turned 3 this past Monday. And I want LCU here for him and the one that's in the oven and however many more that you know God's gonna bless us with. I want LCU here for my grandkids. So
that's sweet. All right, well, that wraps up our show for the day, the Chapin Show. We're going to be back over the summer, maybe not every month, but at least back over the summer and talk with some of our community partners. But for Raymond Richardson and
Lisa Fraze,
thanks for tuning in to the Chapin Show, and we'll be back with you next time.